for the 5D Collective, we have some amazing times. Anyone who is new, a 5D person is a person who is at the very least aware of their emotional spectrum in a way of having a window of welcome. Or even if there is a window of tolerance, it is not one where you justify the emotional triggers. So the adaptive child behavior, the projection of unfinished business. So you know how to be aware of your own adaptive child and to tend to it. And so not to project your nervous system's needs on another, but to instead talk about it. And obviously that doesn't mean you don't have a reaction. No, it means you're aware of those adaptive child patterns. Okay, so 5D Collective is aware of enlightenment, the human way. They are aware of our mammalian heritage, our birthright to be a restorative embodied self and your open-hearted three-year-old self. Doesn't mean you're there yet, but you are very much in the I'm not going to be an ego-sensitive 4D person or 3D. I'm going to be a person who is going to take that journey of personal development. And the personal development can also integrate a therapist, of course. So those of you who are, again, aware of the aspects of our human nature, that's why the 5D is having a different way of harnessing everything that comes with all of these new ascension energies. And they're not new. We've been having ascension energies for a long time already, but they're not taking them and saying there are energy vampires, dark auras, and so on and so forth. The 4D collective and 3D, on the other hand, are not interested in emotional building regulation skills, in emotional heavy lifting. They are not keen on personal development in a way of let me tend to what comes up. They project it. In fact, what I've noticed is a spirituality bypass, and so the codependency type person, martyrs or superiors, spirituality again, bypassers, and the blamers. So the shame cycle is what you will notice they will be actively participating in, but their behavior is something they don't look at, like a Cusco not looking at himself. So from the Emperor's New Groove, the 5D Collective are Pachas, and the rest is Cuscos, and this is not a competition. You can't go to somebody and say, hey, I think you need to go to therapy. That's pretty much not your job or nice or, you know, again. So 5D Collective knows that every person's journey, their way back home to their heart, to be their self. We didn't need to do Frozen 2. We got to understand we're humans first, and we do bring with us the spiritual and spirituality stuff, but we're a whole three-year-old heart. So we choose to be our humanity. And that's why it's easy for the person who's a 5D collective individual to say, yeah, I want to learn how to do my emotions like a grown-up. It's fun. Functional adults, conscious lovers, it's fun. 3D, 4D has a different mindset. They have a different approach. And that's where the good therapists are out there. There's a lot of education. So everyone has access to YouTube and online. Well, not everybody, but you understand what I'm saying. So in the meantime, for us, ascension energies allow the human love narrative and your consciousness to expand. We bring more Pachas out into the world for specific guidance on personal development, inner growth, all this great stuff we talk about. You can become a paid subscriber for anything curiosity related. You can just send emails and ask away. We have FAQs. I look forward to hearing from you all. Let's continue with our episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome. My lovely IHP community and the 5D collective. Today we talk about the lovely 5D mystics and the twin flame journey. You don't have to be a mystic, but if you are a regular listener, you can, or somebody who's new, you can equate this, the twin flame relationship, to we talked about the confessions of a badass, self-empowered, enlightened woman, okay? Self-empowered, educated. So a 5D person is a human being who has emotional awareness, accountability. I'm using the 5D and in this way of a word. It's not a definition, okay? So it's for our community, just so you know. It's always food for thought. Don't write things down because I might explain it differently tomorrow, but I need to at least give you the gist of 5D is Christ consciousness. I know what it's like to be following Jesus Turn the other cheek, forgive them, for they do not know. Blessed are those who believe without seeing. So I say, I, as Maria, me, the human being, I grew up with Jesus. My first light body, energy body, is my confirmation, the Holy Spirit. I'll never forget that day. And so I know how to forgive. I know it the way Daniel Siegel presents it too, which is the past cannot be changed. I am a grown up with a whole inner child. So here's what happens when instead you meet someone online. I don't know them, but Patrick Tihan, for example, he's a childhood trauma survivor. He's healed. I always say healing, and he's a therapist, and he builds a community of people who have had childhood developmental trauma, abuse, or neglect, and he supports them to reparent themselves and to become their grown up version and to become their whole inner child, so to find their kindness again. Okay, and one of the things he shares is that he's upset, for example, at the community of therapists who tell people who have childhood trauma to forgive, to be the bigger person. And he says, to me, this sounds like bullshit. And that's because he's still working through. And also, again, he has a community he knows will not have yet worked through the grief and the pain that arise once you recognize that you were denied your own innocence. You will not be here grieving that. I don't know that. I did not lose my innocence, but I can understand when a human being knows I was given a disservice and that they can go between grief, pain, anger, and being so upset. I've seen it, that's why, but not because I've not experienced this. I have a innocence that stayed. So I maintained my restorative embodiment. I did not separate from my one-year-old or my three-year-old. And that's because I was able to be differentiated because I did not get fear-mongered in my home when I would be a three-year-old, when I would be a four-year-old. Whenever I spoke my thoughts, I was allowed to. Whenever I expressed my highly sensitive emotions, I was allowed to. This is why Patrick Tihan makes a very important message of child-centric environment is an emotionally mature human being. We don't have a lot of them yet. No, we have teenagers on Elsa's journey saying, I'm an attachment avoidant who's not going to go to therapy anymore, and I'm going to make other people hear my subjective experience, because really, it's bullshit to yoga. Meditate, do meditation and journal. It was not even about yoga yet, but the yoga thing is, yoga brings demons out of you. Sure it does. Okay, smart ass. You obviously don't know what yoga does, but it's okay. You don't have to. You're obviously very much against anything that is not your own spiritual journey, which is Christianity. And wow, I didn't know they were competing. But then again, you're a teenager who has low self-esteem. So your cognitive dissonance is proof to me that you don't know how to use the grown-up ears and say, let me learn more. No, yours is implicit bias, religious bias, and it's, I'm going to be a charge. You're my enemy, and now I'm going to label it spiritual warfare. How dare the yogi people come out here? And that's what it looks like to me, a grown-up. When I see the spirituality groups, the different ones, yoga is the perfect one, though. No, hello, you're putting everything on pedestals. Don't you see, teenagers? Anybody not know what Mahasamadhi Samadhi is? I do. I know what it is. It's right here. Three-year-old, my blank canvas. Everything is true, and then again, nothing is, and it depends. Does it jive with me? No, it's not about jiving. I'm not that stupid, but then again, I can be stupid. Okay, so I was trying to get to my point. My point is, any one of you who does not have a twin flame, you can keep tuning in. It's about your relationships, but it is from the 5D's perspective, not the 4D who did the shit show they did with twin flames. Let's be clear. None of what they did is an actively, I should specify, excuse me, I'm sorry. I, Maria, your host, is in the enlightenment soul age group. I am an enlightenment person. And you can go around and look at those Zen masters telling you that this is not possible. And as they say it and they share with you, it's because we have laundry. I will share with you, my emotions are not fucking laundry. Get away from me, you asshole. How dare you judge my highly sensitive emotional body as laundry? It's not dirty. And I don't care. Your figure speech don't match, because I got a window welcome for my emotions. And FYI, sadness, you know what it is? It's about connecting. And I want to connect to my herd. That's the healthy version of me as a mammal. you don't have a healthy version, because if your emotions are laundry, I know you have. Obviously, what is it? Oh, yes, a window of tolerance. Maybe your path to spirituality is the one of suffering. So you're a Zen master who has people call you Zen master, and then you want to tell people to be skeptical about people who are enlightenment people. And then when enlightenment people who have brains hear you, it's like, I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to say, hey, don't be stupid. Don't follow the 7 to 14 charming. And I'm thinking, well, you know, we got a lot of Elsas out there, so I'm pretty sure we got some Peter Pans. And they're not going to know what you're talking about. They're just going to think now that any person who says, I'm an enlightenment person, is a liar, pants on fire, because that's how teenagers rule. You now become their Peter Pan. You're the Zen master. They follow you. You're on the pedestal, and somebody else that contradicts what you just said. Or better said, it's when people are like, nope, you cannot be enlightenment vibration. It's not possible. And I've seen 4D mystics whine on camera, might I add, about this. And this was this tarot reader or astrologer. But he was going through a really, really crappy moment. And he was broke, penniless. And he was, in fact, using his platform and saying, I come here, I offer you free content, I'm about to get kicked out of my house. So I see teenagers on camera, basically. When I'm looking at them, I'm like, did you not think this through? You didn't know it took time to grow an audience? Did you not know? Oh, wait, I'm an online marketer. I forgot, I know about the funnel. You don't know the funnel, do you? Does anybody here tuning in know the funnel? There's a funnel when we do online marketing. Yeah, the basic. It's basically you offer free content, but most people that watch free content, you should know they won't buy in. So there's a whole way it works. Anyways, long story short, anybody who's, in my book, smart would think long term, which means you have a way that you calculate your risks. You don't just take them. But, you know, some people, they don't do that. So then you find them on camera saying, it's not true that you can be in the enlightenment vibration. It's bullshit. All people have shitty days. Yes, but some of us, again, we have a window welcome for our emotions. Thanks, Mom. So my emotional plane is very straightforward. I have deep emotions. I love every one of them. And I know how to tell you, you can get here too, if you decide to move into your restorative embodiment. And that means not to keep on dating low self-esteem, indirect communicators, passive-aggressive, and being maybe you one of them as well, by the way, which is what 4D does with all their twin flame stuff. Okay, so there's a way that your brain actually works when you fall in love. If you're not the owner of your brain, it's because you're not a 5D person just yet. If you're a 5D, this means you are the owner of your brain. Okay, so I'm going to break it down to you. And let me think, how can I do it? I'm going to do it with storytelling. I have three twin flames. Okay, so again, remember, self-empowerment means your inner child is leading the way, but you're an emotional grown-up who, if somebody says, you know what, you offended me, you're going to say, you know what, I'm so sorry, but what did I do again? We can talk about it. Okay, so let's see. There's two equations. We can agree to disagree. I will not be doing what you just told me, but I can try to do it. Yes? No? Okay, we can shut the door or we don't have to. Which one is it? Or it's going to be the other, which is, you know, I think that this isn't going to work out at all because what you presented to me is an equation that I won't be able to do. Oh, no, this is not a negotiation. I'm actually making what is an affirmation. I'm not asking you anything. That's what empowered women do. That's not a question. It's I'm telling you right now, which is what's going to piss off anybody who doesn't know how to handle a negotiation because they don't know how to stand up and then keep talking. So what I know is people shut down when they don't know how to keep talking. I've learned this since I was a teenager. The teenagers lied. They talked behind my back and they all gave me the same answer when I said, hey, so why'd you lie? All of them also wanted to beat me up apparently on my bus and they didn't because they knew I would take action immediately and I would get them in trouble, which I have no shame about at all because don't touch me. You're not supposed to want to do that, by the way. If you want to use your hands, what I know is you're not smart enough to use your mouth. And so I know that I'm dealing with somebody who has small emotions because that's what envy, jealousy, spite, revenge, shame, blame, fault. Okay, so I don't mean to be mean, but when I think of people that I'm not going to go and do therapy because my attachment avoidant, I want to be defective and feel like I'm fucked up because we're all fucked up, aren't we? No, not really. Nobody's broken, by the way. Yourself is a verb. It does, actually. Thank you, Daniel. It actually can move into your emotional mature person. Okay, so when you own your brain, I have always been in the present. It's called being curious, open, accepting, and loving. Thank you, Jesus. That's why I got to continue the path. of my heart, body, and belly body say, I'm not going to lie to you because you don't know how to handle your words. And if you try to punch me again, I'm going to go tell on you. So you decide. We don't have to be friends, by the way. There's a lot of other people out there, fish in the sea, you name it. Like with boys. Oh yeah, I'm not asking you to be with me because I need your approval. You and I choose to be together. It's not about my worth. Actually, I know what I'm worth. And the fact that I actually need to not say that, because otherwise I sound cocky, that's what I learned as a teenager, is, wow, you're so cocky. No, I just no confidence. What are you? You want me to tell you that I don't believe in you? If I didn't believe in you, why would I be with you? If I don't respect you, why would I even bother giving you 1 inch of my attention? 1 second, excuse me. If I don't respect anything about you, believe me, I won't be around you at all. Okay, so here's the deal. When you have healthy self-worth and you're around people who don't, okay, I'm going to use a couple or more stories. So the twin flame thing, first of all, yes, it exists. It's true. It's not addictive. For an empowered human being, which is why as a divine feminine, those divine feminines, it's only because they have clairs that they are divine feminines, but they definitely are not nurturers when they get into their squirrel attitude. They're martyrs the superiors who become vindictive, blamers and vindictive. Yeah, they turn into an inner and outer dialogue. I've heard it because they've come to me. As a mystic, I have people not only before they became their own version of mystic 4D. They didn't believe in twin flames. Oh yeah, I'll never forget that one where I found out that there are people who think I have a problem. Oh, that one really made me smile inside. I was like, wow, I thought you were an actual badass woman who knew how to speak the truth. Now I know you're a liar, liar, pants on fire. So anytime somebody lies to me, they're not a badass. Now I got a teenager in the room and, well, I know what I do with teenagers. I nod my head because they don't know any different. And I don't really care what they think because they're not emotionally mature enough to speak to me in my face and to have what is an actual conversation. So I don't like to waste my time with people who don't have what is called as balls. You can let alone imagine with men. Because, you know, women, they're my friends. Men, I'm giving you my time because I thought you had balls. If you show me you don't, well, I'm not going to be mean about it. And as I got older, that didn't change. It actually got where I was like, wow, okay. I thought people grew up. And now, as an attachment and trauma-informed human being, I know there's emotionally unavailable, avoidant human beings. It's like, wow, that's really sad. And they think they know passion. How is that? Oh, because you, what is it that you did? A roller coaster? Yeah, you don't know what actual passion is. If you did, you wouldn't be a roller coaster. Oh, yeah. And by the way, we don't need to actually have ups and downs. When I hear these people saying that people have ups and downs, it's because they don't know what it's like to be an inner child their entire life and then to grow up to just be yourself. It's really easy because you're not afraid. Oh, tell me you don't like how I am. I've gotten it told to me in my face after I was saying I want to be accepted for who I am. And I was like, I just told you I want to be myself and you're telling me to change myself. This is a contradiction. I don't understand. Did you not hear the words that came out of my mouth? Like whenever anyone has come to me, of the men, it's happened a few times, and asked me to do something differently than what I am. And I'm like, do you know me? I think you might not know me that well. You're speaking words that don't match what I am, which is I'm not changing for you. And I used to already know how to say this as a kid. So again, healthy self-worth, very straightforward. So when Twin Flame 1 came around, I actually intuitively knew. And when Twin Flame 1 settled into their lovely decided place, I was very happy. Because, see, when you are a person who loves, what you have is compersion. You don't have to be polyamory, but you're going to have compersion your entire life. Because, see, you don't have envy, jealousy, spite, or revenge. I'm not competing with any woman. They can't be me. Cannot. I have a twin. So no one's a copy of me. And I'm not actually trying to keep you with a leash. Yeah, you're not my dog. A dog is a dog and a human being is a human being. And well, again, badass woman here. You think that badass man needs a leash? Because I'm thinking there ain't no leash. So the minute that somebody can grab you and you're theirs, you're a subject to somebody. That's not badass. So I did not lose anything. Actually, they did me all of my, the men that, yeah, good fate, good, thank you. Let's not talk about the ones that, it's different, but I'm saying as a teenager growing up, I'm so happy about all of the ones who left That's good. So never once I was like, oh, change yourself, Maria. No, every time it was more like, thank you, thank you, thank you. Great, great, great. It got better and better until I was very much in relationships. As you get older, that's what happens, right? You get into long-term relationships. And so the twin flame and flames, they didn't change that. Number two was like, okay, this isn't going to work, but I do want to participate in each other's lives. That would be great, you know, but they made their choice and I had to shut them down. And as for twin flame three, they knew everything that they needed to know and they chose their path as well. And in all of these cases, I did not in any way, shape or form get addicted or obsessed in the thinking and any of what you hear that way online. What I can share with you is that, yes, you know intuitively as a mystic, you will know. You, in fact, don't need a guide. You don't need a coach. And at this point in our lovely online world, because there's a criteria and we have teenagers on YouTube, look, look, I'm a part of the Twin Flame group. I'm over here. Yeah, I'm obsessively thinking about them all the time. Oh, look, look, that's a fake Twin Flame because they're treating me like shit. So they have all these words that they're using now, okay? That's because, you know, Elsa's journey people, they all want to be a part of the crowd. And that's number one. But number two, I want to be serious for the ones of you who do have intuitive connectiveness. If you have a twin flame, you're clairs, okay? So the part that you want to understand about your twin flame, you're going to have most likely, I think, one, not more, but you might know of other stuff for you because I knew, again, I didn't ask people. You don't ask another human being. You're not looking online, hey, tell me if it's a twin flame or not. You don't have any inkling of tell me what my oversoul pieces are. This is the 5D Divine Feminine. It's because you don't have self-doubt, okay? Your inner child is whole, your three-year-old is whole, and you have an active, complete relationship. You're grounded in your humanity, and you have your own relationship with the sphere of grace, whatever you call it. But I know that if you're a 5D mystic, you have no questions. Jesus, you know what his love is all about. So you'll know who your home is and how many are twin flames or not. And if you have one and then soulmates, this is something that is like a perfume. You have no questions, not even one. In fact, there's no questions ever. Throughout my 44 years as a mystic, when I began, like I said, twin flame one, I picked up on that before they even made their way to me. And this is why I was like, what the hell? And then my friend, who is a person who's into already the spirituality sphere, is the one who introduced me to crystal and a lot of other things. And that's when I became aware of oversoul. And I was like, okay. So I know about, you know, when you have, for example, those souls that you meet that support you on your spirituality journey. The 5D collective, furthermore, we don't splinter and sever relationships, because we are open-hearted pachas of the world. So you are able to be a grown-up emotional inner child, okay? So you're not a group that needs Patrick Tiahan and that wants to stay in a space of, not wants to, but when a person is still needing to be angry and allow anger and grief and pain to come forth because they were denied an innocent childhood, that's for people who are on a journey with good therapists and a good community like Patrick Tiahan. Okay, here we do personal development. So it's when you're ready to be the emotionally mature version, or you want to hear about emotionally mature people, healthy self-worth. This doesn't look different than the world that we see out there. The difference, though, is from inside. So inside, you want every person that you will ever meet to be a person who can find a smile from within them. Your first and your foremost and your consistent emotional awareness is that everyone has a heart like Pacha tells Cusco. That's why Christ consciousness, okay? So you overflow with your humanity. Thank you, Sadhguru. And therefore, divinity descends and you have your relationship. Your energy body goes through the expansion, your light body. And so this is something that happens with the ascension energies. So yes, once T1 was in my life, I was already on a roll with that. T2, that got even more with dreams and more. And by the time I'm getting to T3, I'm like practically telepathy, you name it, all the clairs, all of it. I don't use words because I don't need to, but if you want, I describe. So telepathy, this, when you Oh, this was hilarious because when I look back, I'm like, that's really fucked up. Because it's like being in two places at one time, but you're completely immersed in it personally. Because for me, I didn't have a person like me. Now you all have me. I had the 4D collective who does not know how to talk about your clairs like a human being. Okay, so what I can tell you is that if you equate when we learn about what happens with the brain when a person falls in love, okay, so the ventral tegmental area lights up, and that's why you stay in love when you get dumped. The pain region of when we have a toothache gets activated, the ventral tegmental area stays online, so you continue to be in love. But also, what happens is that the addiction brain area is activated too. That's the nucleus accumbens. And so, when somebody's addicted to cocaine, heroin, alcohol, cigarettes, or gambling, that's the area of the brain that lights up. So, romantic love takes place because you're with someone, right? And then, when you're rejected, there's an addiction phase where you will work through intense feelings and work through processing that. Now, with the twin flame and flames and soulmates, the difference is that you will continue to pick up on those energetic parts of your oversoul. That's why I said telepathy. Okay, so you have a double layer. If you're a mystic, which is the only people who will have a twin flame, it's if you're open to yourself that you will continue to expand your energy body. So I went from my confirmation was my first light body with the communion or the confirmation after communion. And it was beautiful. This is why I recognized when my second light body happened and then the third and fourth. And then I had a rainbow body. And then I had another huge energy body expansion and another. And then the past ascension energies, I'm pretty settled into my energy body, but I can still feel when we have some big stuff coming on. And by the way, is today, shoot, I need to do a full moon. We got a full moon on the 23rd. I'm gonna have to do that one after. Okay, so long story short, I forget about these major energy moments because I'm completely one with the energy, but I will feel that stuff is going on for the collective, which is why we have channeled guidance, and that's why also the tarot oracle messages. Your twin flame, it's only if you're making the best of your life as a person in your relationships that you're gonna actually have the joy of your experience as a person. Okay, so let me pause. The twin flame is a human being, that's it. The bond, yes, it's something that you will know is a bond. The 4D, you know what they do? When you share with them about twin flame, one, the 4D, 3D. So 3D, they think you're a whack job, which we don't give a shit about. Then they come out eventually and tell you, you know what? I did think you're a whack job, but now that I have a twin flame, I am a believer. No, you know, it's like, okay, yeah, you got it now. Okay, cool. But they're a believer with all of these criteria. So you say, look, you don't have to be addicted. This has nothing to do with your twin flame. You have a bond, you have a, you know, energy body. This is something very straightforward. You're not meant to do anything with what you pick up on. I'm going to share with you, just allow yourself to keep on, you know, sleeping, drinking water, expanding. If you want to get into reading tarot, doing, you know, Reiki, whatever it is, you keep on working with that. And as for your twin flame, you don't need to do anything except for have direct communication. They're human. That's it. And you don't need to be following no stages, no separation, none of that. This is all something that teenagers need. You need somebody to walk you through a relationship. The only thing that makes this twin flame thing different than other relationships is if you're an actual mystic. And that means intuitively, like I'm saying again, you will know on an energetic level because you will begin to have clairs. Your clairs will activate and they won't be confusing if you're a 5D mystic. And so the telepathy, not confusing. It was very interesting. There are emotions that are involved, yes, but it's because of the, again, energy body that is expanding. So in time, what you learn to do is to expand you, differentiate, and you move farther from you, the soulmates and oversoul members that are going through their own ascension, because that's what happens as well, is every ascension moment, energy peak, if you're a mystic and you have met that twin flame, you're going to pick up on people and what they're going through as well. And so you're learning how to create space, and that is because you're learning how to get into your prefrontal cortex, by the way. The 4D mystics, what they do is ruminate. So they become the addicted version with their brain. And here's what a 4D mystic will have said. Well, you know, you talk about it like this because you have three twin flames. You have more experience. As they came to me with their telepathy and with what's happening, and they're like, they're manipulating me, they're using me, they're more experienced. And I'm like, look, this is not happening. You're a star baby, right? So you know how to handle yourself if you want. Just you work with yourself when these things happen. No, you have more experience. A person who is an adaptive child, maladaptive child behavior, this is low self-esteem, an indirect communicator, it's a passive-aggressive, it's a person who does not know how to set healthy boundaries, it's a person who doesn't have the ability to be their own nervous system safe haven regulator to tell their 0-1-year-old it's going to be okay. And here's where what can be a part of the twin flame is that primal attachment panic. And actually, I have my book. So for my polyamory community, you all know about this. This is when our lovers and our dynamics, they're all different for every one of you. But when we know of one of our lovers being with somebody, some people will go through a primal attachment panic, which is like a panic attack. Sometimes it can actually be an actual panic attack. And I've talked to a couple of people that actually had this thing happen, not all of them polyamory. In one case, the person who their partner passed away. And so because of that, when they were revisiting an area that they had spent time together, this person had basically a panic attack. And so there's different versions and reasons why people get panic attacks. By the way, your energy body, when it's expanding, that is one of the reasons why you will have panic attacks. And on that note, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to easily find it. Oh, yes, here we go. So, consensual non-monogamy can activate the attachment system into primal panic. From the perspective of attachment theory, we need to be connected to people to survive. So our nervous system equates emotional connection with safety and emotional disconnection with danger or threat. Attachment-related threats include the potential loss of our attachment figure. Separation from our attachment figure or loss of access to them for periods of time longer than we are used to. These threats don't have to be actual to activate the attachment system. Even theoretical or symbolic threats can initiate attachment distress and what is called primal panic. Okay, as Sue Johnson states, separation distress arises when an attachment bond is threatened or a secure connection is lost. There are other kinds of emotional bonds based on shared activities or respect. And when they are broken, a person may be distressed. But that distress does not have the same intensity or significance as when an attachment bond is called into question. Emotional and physical isolation from attachment figures is inherently traumatizing for human beings, beginning with it as a heightened sense, not simply of vulnerability and danger, but also helplessness. And so, cognitively, this is where this is now. Jessica Fern, the book is Poly Secure. I'm on page 143 and 144 in case you get it. As she says, cognitively, a person, let's say they know their partner is going on another date, okay? So they know that the partner is on a date. They might seriously spiral out while the date is happening. And cognitively, the person knows that their partner is still alive, not abandoning them or doing anything wrong, but their body and emotions are in primal panic. In such cases, jealousy is not a sufficient or accurate description of what is happening for the partner in distress. When primal attachment panic gets mislabeled as jealousy, the partner experiencing it can be left thinking that there's something wrong with them, that this is their issue to figure out on their own, and that they should be better at doing consensual non-monogamy. So this is for polyamory community. She goes on to say they might use self-destructive behaviors, such as using distractions or substances in an attempt to feel better, but the root of the problem is left unaddressed. This can also escalate into panic attacks, meltdowns, or an emotional crisis that can pit partners against each other or become extremely difficult for everyone involved to manage. However, when people are able to identify this experience as primal panic, understand how it is rooted in their attachment needs, learn how to better self-soothe and address these attachment needs with their partner, a new path forward opens up together. And then she goes on to share, there can be a mismatch of attachment expectations. And this is when some people will want a secure connection, others will want a secure attachment relationship. And so secure connection is where we are not going to have to be consistently in each other's lives as safe havens, secure bases. While a secure attachment relationship is where we want to be in each other's lives as secure bases and safe havens. So a secure base is a person who you share about your successes, your work, your 24 hours with. They can come and support you at shows, stuff like that. Whatever it is that you do in life. And safe haven is where you will feel your nervous system regulated. So they support you to feel safe. That's your 0-1-year-old. Seen, safe, to be seen, to be soothed, to feel secure. No, safe and secure to be yourself. So a little bit of attachment trauma information. And that's always helpful because no matter whether you're mystic or not, you're going to have an embodied brain. This is what people don't seem to understand when they're spiritual bypassers. So you explain to people before attachment and trauma information, I would explain to these 4D mystics that they're not addicted, meaning you control your brain if you want. The minute they said it's an excuse or you're wacko, it's like, okay, sure, whatever. There you go. That's the adaptive child. So those are people who are on Elsa's journey. That's all I'm going to say. And they're not caring to learn about becoming emotionally mature. For what I see with 4D community, in fact, they're there for the people who are not going to move into their securely attached human being life because they're not working with aspects of you are a person who can find the way to make your 24 hours important. They have created a category, a group, and they have a list of all these stages that you're going to have to follow. And so the number one thing that comes to my mind is they are all spiritual bypassers because they're unfinished business. They're 0-1-year-old, they're not looking at it. But then again, that doesn't mean good or bad. It means that their unfinished business is going to keep on coming up. And in fact, within their relationships and their societal sphere and within their spirituality practices, they're going to keep on revisiting that. And in fact, when you look at Terry Real, what he says, he's a good therapist, is that people marry each other's unfinished business. And so if you don't become the emotionally mature and mentally mature version of yourself, then you will continue to live out what is your 0-1-year-old attached, panicky, and 3-7 shame submissive with others. And partner will be the person that you can work with a good therapist or without. That's where the codependent type people, they can make any relationship look good. And that's why Patrick Tiahan, childhood trauma survivor, healed and healing, shares with people Reiki, energy work, tarot, anything is not going to help you to stop dating beneath yourself. And what I'm going to say is you not learning to love yourself first is not going to help you not know what you're doing. I mean, you know, the whole love yourself first, it's going to be understandable when you're not doing Elsa's journey. Do you have a whole 3-year-old heart or is it broken? Are you motivated to get out of your dysfunctional, dysregulated nervous system, attachment wounds? Are you ready to get inner and outer well-being, your mental and emotional health? Are you going to take it seriously? Doesn't mean you have to go to therapy. It means you have to understand. That's why I try to break down to information and the way that we do it. Okay, so the 4D mystics, they don't care to be human. They want to keep being special. They don't care to hear that the twin flame is not some special bond or not special bond, that it is a bond between two people that involves a wisdom of the heart and mind. They are part of the twin flame journey because they found it all over the place and now they're part of a bandwagon that is trending. That's 2024. When it became a trend, I remember it. This was when we had a big shift and I knew what was happening with the divine masculine, divine feminine energies. Surprise, yeah, I actually know pretty much everything about our 5D earth transformation intuitively and also more. And here's another tidbit surprise. I'm no longer surprised by the adoptive children. Now I know that they are in their yellow and red, and like Stephen Porges says, they're already in their rude behavior. It's not chosen, it's their maladaptive child behavior. So it's like talking to a teenager who has a broken-hearted three-year-old, basically. So I'm a three-year-old, full heart, and I don't need to talk, which is why I learned very easily the right silence. And as I got older, I just learned even more. No, really, I learned as a teenager. And once I got older, I wasn't paying any attention. And then I met healthy self-worth, divine masculine, and healthy self-worth, divine feminine. I was like, wait a minute. Wow. Healthy self-worth people, they add value on all accounts, emotional, mental, you name it. Intimacy is amazing. We're expanding. So with our family dynamics, again, we are always supporting each other to expand. And so we all can have healthy self-worth, but dynamics in homes work to help you to become more of yourself, just so you understand this. When it comes to, and I'm talking our immediate home, so mom, sisters, fathers in my case, and then everybody is an expanded and extended version. But you play out dynamics with your immediate herd because you were those ages. This is why for the healthy self-worth, it's because we all have the opportunity to speak, but we all will also have our child parts come up. And we'll all notice it if we're aware of them. I know I am. So I'll notice when my nervous system is getting in its sympathetic, and I keep on working to work with that three-year-old. It's not because I have to. I'm motivated to be more of my quantumous and restorative embodiment every day because it feels really good. And it's nice. It creates better conversations and I like it because my brain stays online. I stay completely at ease. It's like chillaxing all the time versus when you're in your sympathetic and the modulated teenager version. And again, family gets you to put that into practice. So I'm very appreciative. Twin flames and soulmates, they completely serve equally for your expansion. That's why, as I was saying, it's not more special, it's a relationship, and the people who put the twin flame on a pedestal, lo and behold, the only people who use the word pedestal, whether you put your twin flame on a pedestal, whether you put a subject matter expert, whoever it is, I disengaged from thinking of any human being on a pedestal at all. No, my entire life, nobody's on a pedestal. I looked up to one grown-up for my school years, who I eventually learned how to think of what my mother shared with me, is to know that there are people who use their position in an effort to influence. And she was just sharing the wisdom of any parent who wants their child to know there are people who will use their position. It's not about evil. No, she didn't talk to me like that. No. Learn that there are people who are going to have a position above you, quote unquote. They're not above you. Basically, I got taught healthy self-worth in a way that respects societal norms. Because again, she didn't label good or bad. She's allowing me to be educated. Education is neutral information, not let me give you the good and bad people scenario. No, let me give you the scenario of keep your head on your shoulders. Know that people can hit you behind your back and you're not going to know either way. And let me make sure you know how to fly. It's very clear and straightforward what a neutral, equanimous, and basically person who's informing. And you know why? This is the part of it being child-centric. Because as a grown-up, there's different conversations we have. When you're child-centric, it's you knowing I'm not going to want to put things in your head about anything. I'm going to want to educate you, so empower you, not give you my opinion. My personal opinion is not what I'm doing if I'm educating my child. I'm going to allow my child to be an independent thinker. An independent feeler as well. And that is intuitive. It's a gift. Some people have it, some people don't. And they can all acquire it if they wanted to. I have noticed something with parents who are not intuitively able to do child-centric. And let's just put it this way. Dysfunction, dysfunction, dysfunction. Maladaptive, maladaptive. All need good therapists. They all don't want to go. And they love movies like Hangover and Mean Girls and all that is drama land. So when you meet low self-esteem, you meet low self-esteem. Let me put that to the side and, you know, allow myself to know that there's plenty of great therapists trying to share what the ideal parenting style is. Those who will care, they will learn to move into emotional maturity. Those who get worried, they will learn not to worry. It's okay. We're all imperfect. What is required is that you repair ruptures and that you consistently show up. And as long as you consistently allow yourself to explain, and when repairing ruptures, that's the important part, because you allow a child to know it's okay to be a child, and actually you teach them how to dress, you teach them what is appropriate that is good for their physical health. So how to eat, not because they have to sit at the table because they have to. No, you actually want them to know what is healthy. So you don't get in your pissy mode though. There are people that treat these kids like little soldiers. I'm going to treat you this way and impose. That's not, you're not going to teach anything. The minute they're out the door, they don't care. You just impose on them something without having yourself consistently repeat in a child way. So let me put that to the side. And as I was saying, the oversoul, it helps you to expand and you'll notice it. And when you have surprises as you move beyond the twin flame journey, is that they are not more special than anybody else. I knew of the bond because it's home. Okay, so your twin flames, they're home. And then you will know that they are part of you. And when you face the part that they don't do, what is, in my case, at least direct communication, you understand, because I already knew about teenagers. That's it. Liar, liar. Is it really a liar? No, it's not a liar. It's a person. That's it. As a grown-up, I knew and learned that people who don't want to spell out whatever's going on, they're going to do that. And I also learned that I wasn't going to try and... Why would I try and make you tell me something or be somebody who speaks to me in a way that you're obviously not? So you love, accept, and respect people for who they are and how they are, and it doesn't change because they're a twin flame. And so I got to learn a lot of great emotional and physical maturity stuff thanks to my twin flames and my soulmates. And then to be in a spot with the healthy self-worth parts of my oversoul. And that is where the earth baby, remember? So we got earth babies and star babies. And that one's even more fascinating because I did hear about the, you know, some of us are part of the stars, but we're all people. So the reality is I never use those words. And I will share with you all, if you're a healthy self-worth person, you don't use words. You don't speak of any mystic group, more special, less special. You're not into being a teenager. But because I do have the experience of becoming aware of star babies and earth babies, so what I mean is the people that were born on earth, and they're connected only to the planet, our lovely planet Gaia. So when planet Gaia goes, they go, quote unquote. They don't really go. But if you have watched any of, for example, there's a documentary, The Universe, Law of the Cosmos, which is, well, I forget what it's called. But it's something about the universe, how the universe is made. I think they got like 11 seasons on Amazon. Or Prime. No, not Prime. It's on something with Amazon, but it's not Amazon. It's Paramountle or Paramount. Long story short, when you learn about how the universe works, dark matter, dark energy, that's why it makes sense to me that the Earth babies will be, as long as Earth keeps coming forth. But also you should know, as a mystic, and again, I'm sharing some stuff that you might not know, but if you're a mystic, you will. This is for the mystics. So you won't be surprised. You'll be like, okay, that feels right. It makes a lot of sense. And then, you know, we can have episodes, ask your questions. There's the paid subscription-based model content for Ask Maria. So if it's something that is of an opinion specific for you, you subscribe. It will stay online for all of the listeners. If it's a curiosity on me, on my personal experience, then you say, I want your personal experience, Maria. But if you need something for your own personal experience, like when you would write Dear Abby, same thing goes. Okay, so you, Dear Maria, can you talk to me about blah, and you present to me the equation, and that's for paid subscribers. And once we have 1K on YouTube, we'll use the same format. Okay, so this is again for the mystics, because I do understand that you might have more questions on this. But remember, I remain uneducated on esotericism stories, So if you actually want to have a conversation about it because you think that you and I can talk about it as two people who are talking about our subjective experiences coming together, that would be great. We can do that. I haven't formulated how that would be, but we have the inner growth, be yourself stories. And I believe we have a new type of story. I just don't remember the title right now. So we could use that. And I and you or other can, if there's more than just one person, we can organize that. And then that would be something that we will figure out. And that would be great for the 5D Mystic community, because obviously I understand the value of bringing those areas of expertise, but I've seen only the 4D Mystics do it. So they have the, we're a special group. And then here's the part, what makes me humored is when these individuals who said, my twin flame is controlling me, or they're an ex-twin flame. And I'm like, aren't you a star baby? I thought you came from a special planet. Don't you have superpowers? And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm trying to say, you told me you're special. You told me you have this. You told me you know everything about yourself. And now you're telling me that you're being controlled by another human being. This is, do you not hear the inconsistency in your words? I can now explain to them with attachment and trauma, they don't want to hear it. No, they're special. Okay, so this is the inconsistency of an adaptive child who is not the 16-year-old who says, you know what, I want to go meet my 3-year-old. I'm not on Elsa's journey. I'm at the end of it. I got an ego self, and let me get my nervous system and self-regulate and learn how to be in my 0 or 1-year-old. That's called you growing up and expanding your energy body. And that's because whatever shit comes up, it's trauma charges that you can welcome. And you know what people don't understand when they don't want to journal or meditate or do mindfulness, when you don't walk yourself through what happened to you, you won't be able to make sense of it. So you don't integrate the experience. That I learned from every good therapist out there. So a person who doesn't understand that emotions inform them, they don't understand that their emotional plane of the 0 to 3-year-old informs you. Every sensation that comes up, every image, affects, meanings, behaviors. Thank you, Peter Levine. When you have a window of tolerance, you will have structural dissociation can happen. You will have pseudo-aliveness. You will have potential cognitive dissonance. You will have a lot of things. Shame, blame, fault, revenge. You will have this defective heartbreak, gut wrench, but I know you're also going to have an inner dialogue, which is the minute that you talk shit about a human being who's healthy self-worth in your head, and you don't have the capacity to come tell me to my face, well, you know, that's the part. And this is for my 5D mystics. Oh, this can happen, especially if you're a mystic. What I find humorous, again, is any of these mystics, they know that we will have come from all different energy planes. You should see how they like to talk about their shadow side. Oh, yeah, sure, that's structural dissociation on screen. My shadow side, I know how to harness my shadow side. Oh, and so they're using words, and it's like, that's not you maturing. You're just now using basically what are charges that are infantile with your shame cycle in a little vindictive biochemistry of fear, and you're thinking you're being a badass. You're not a badass. You're a squirrel from Emperor's New Groove. Your angry circuit is way out of whack. And you think that because of clairs, you've got certainty. And when I've told this to people, no, I know what they're doing. I'm a clairvoyant. You are right now upset. You don't know what's going on. And you're making up shit in your head because of picking up on stuff. It's your images. It's your story, not the other person. You're not the other person, which is why personally, I didn't get confused with my telepathy. I did not get confused. I only thought that it was happening in a different way. And in fact, when I recognized what was happening, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, should I laugh or should I cry kind of thing? Because this is hilarious. And at the same time, it's quite sad, quote unquote, but it is. It's just amazing. So when you know that any person is just a person, okay? The only difference is with your twin flame, you're going to have a, like, you know, whatever's going on, you're going to know what's going on. Oh, there is no doubt about it. That's why I found it so humorous. So I, with all my twin flames, there's moments of things that I've known, but in one of the instances, there were so many things, and they were just so not intense. You are like living it. You're like living and breathing another human being's active stuff. what's sad to me is that if a person's not in our mystic plane, they don't care to hear about any of this. So sad, why? Because it's so amazing. Oh, and it's really sad to see the 4D make a shit show of one, the twin flame, of all of their clairs. They sound like whiners every time they're talking about any clair. Clairsentient means you're highly sensitive. So you're not going to be able to, I heard this lady and I'm like, okay, dude, no. That's not how it works. Like the lady who was whining on Nutshell Lady's page where she's sharing with us how to work with a panic attack, a guy finds a way. So you're telling me I have to put up with it? So in equal ways, we got people, I don't want to do it, mom. I don't want to do it. Okay, personal development. Come on, lift those emotional. Emotion is something that you work on. So it's emotional lifting. Thank you, Patrick Tiahan. Otherwise, it's cowardice or emotional laziness. And, you know, for an empowered, badass, educated woman, yeah, when we see cowardice, we're not going to wait for you. Oh no, we're not even going to bother trying to say you're a coward, because you, one, will already know. Two, if you don't know, it's okay, we don't want to tell you. So when we get friend zoned, oh, it's the best thing ever, because the minute that I know that you don't know how to talk to me about your feelings, I'm not interested. I don't care who you are. You can be the, you know, you could be the most amazing, perfect, and this is the part, perfection is something you will perceive with people that you know that you have emotional, mental, and physical matching, harmony. It's the minute that you show me that you can't show up fully and talk about it and take ownership that I know that you are not an emotional, mental, or physical grown-up. Doesn't matter what your age is. So I'm not going to use my time, because the minute it happens, you will have been disrespectful in minimizing what is an experience that you don't have to believe. Because you don't have to believe in mysticism, but I experience, perceive, and understand it. And I don't care if you believe in it or not. It's called mutual respect. And also having healthy conflict. So healthy conflict is a way for you and I to talk about things, not just sometimes, but all the time. Which is not hard to do. And when it's not hard to do, it's because your whole three-year-old heart has no shame. And no blame, and we know it's not about us. If you are maladaptive child behavior, it's about your unfinished business, and you don't have to take it to me. So I'm happy to not have to deal with the charges, because you're also being reactive. You're projecting, you're using words, you're not online, you don't care to be online. Those are all free will options, by the way. And so no matter how people want to pose, when they have certain things, the good therapist will tell any individual, you can work on the hurt people hurt people. You can work on your mannerisms. And what I've seen as people who need it, they're spiritual bypassers. They don't work on it, and they use their categories to allow themselves to keep on behaving in ways. They also create a whole saga, like with the avoidant. How to handle an avoidant breakup? They are selfish. No, they have attachment wounds. How about you get securely attached and leave alone the avoidance? Let them go to good therapy, or let them all hang out with whoever they want. If you want to live life, a love life, you're not going to be a person who stays with attachment wounds or unresolved trauma, because you're going to know what you're doing every time you interact, especially if you interact with a securely attached, healthy, self-worth person, because we're going to talk to you. And the minute that you're lying to me, you're going to know you're lying to me. The minute you're reacting like the attachment people that I've seen. So this one girl, she knew every time she was getting in this way of not wanting to be with someone, what was happening. And she did tell them the truth. Eventually she learned how to talk about it. The part that I have a, what I can share is the fact that she doesn't continue to go to therapy, and she calls it, we're all a little fucked up. No, that's not the truth. No one is fucked up. Nobody is broken. Attachment wounds exist. They're explainable. Trauma exists. It's explainable. And all the great therapists can share with any person how to work on integration of the brain. And if you cannot, quote unquote, cannot, if there's a challenge, then they will also know how to give you a solution, the good therapist. And so inner and outer well-being taken seriously as a human being who knows love, one is easy. If it's hard, then I can get support. You don't put any person, subject matter expert, by the way, on a pedestal, because if you're an emotionally mature human being, you know that subject matter experts are not perfect, in fact. You also learn how to learn about things and not use trending topics, though. You care about your inner and outer well-being enough to know how to look for good information. And that's something that we want to support people to understand. So the good therapist, they share how to identify a bad therapist. So the bad therapist doesn't see you as whole. They pathologize you. The good ones, they know you're whole. They know you're not broken. And they'll say, your behavior, I can help you understand the shame cycle. I can help you understand how hell works in an attachment wounded person's body. I can help you to expand. And a 5D mystic, that's why any person that I will notice has a window of tolerance, I will talk to them about attachment trauma. I will talk to them about personal development and all of what I offer. For you all know, online, the mentorship, it's only if you're on personal development that you get a tarot reading or an Akashic record reading or Reiki session. The Universal Love Reiki is for free because it's already guided for personal development. So the energy aspects, we use them to support people to expand. We don't say, oh, come on over here. And I know you have a window of tolerance that shot out the root and you, roof and you had like a psychotic breakdown. No, at that point, I say, wait, we should get a therapist involved that knows their stuff, because this is telling me that there's a lot of things that we are going to want to look through. It takes seriously when you help and support people. So we'll be back with more. Again, ask your questions. Have a great day.